Blog Talk Radio.
Show. My name is David Bubles. It's Friday. It's April the 1st of 2016, April Fool's Day. If you were expecting a fake intro because it's April Fool's Day, that would have just been silly. I mean, you would have been expecting something like that. I'm much too subtle for that. Yeah. You're looking for subtlety. You're here. You definitely are in the wrong spot. My name is Dave Bublitz. The $12 radio show comes to you from the city of Fort Collins, Colorado, just about an hour north up on the I-25 corridor from Denver, the choice city. We're here at the Ramblewood Studios, which just happens to be just off of the northwest corner of City Park, a stone's throw from the park and the golf course, and right around the corner from the mountains. Yeah. When I say right around the corner, people think I'm pulling their leg, but literally, if you walk out the door from my house, from the Ramblewood space here, and you were to walk off the walk out of the building, out of the street, it's a 10-minute walk to the mountains. You can actually have a picnic. Well, you probably couldn't have a picnic because that side of the foothills is private property. Yeah, that could be problematic. Stop by, say hi here. You know, knock, for heaven's sake, you know, but I'm already getting ready to use my favorite phrase, but you know, I digress. Thanks for surviving the week and tuning in here on a Friday. We had been away for a while, and it's nice to be back on the air for the fourth day in a row. Doesn't sound like much of an accomplishment, but it was a fairly regular thing. If you're not in the mountain time zone, adjust your clocks accordingly. But it had become a fairly regular thing. And then the last, month and a half or so, things had become kind of squirrely, and we were here and we weren't here, and there was about a 2-week stretch where things had just appeared to have shut down. And so it's good to be back here on the $12 show, back here live. And we are live today here in the studio. There is a phone number here that I'd like you to write. It's not a real radio show. It's a podcast. I don't like using the P word. Radio is something that you apply for, you get a license, and you broadcast. A podcast is something that you do in your basement, and it just sounds creepy when you say it like that. But I'm going to say broadcast. I'm going to stick with that. The show is broadcast, but podcast, we'll just set that aside. Broadcasting live here today, and the phone number, if you'd like to talk to us live, just happens to be in front of me. Where did it go? 646-564-9650. That's the number to call the I almost said the 800 number, but everything with the cell phone is part of your caller plan time anyway. So if it doesn't cost you like it did with a landline, remember landlines back in the day? Did you ever have one of those? You kids, you crazy kids, did you ever have a check? You know, I actually had to write that out. Did you ever have a CD? Did you ever have an album? Did you ever walk to school in the snow, both hills, both ways, uphill, no break, snowing, 3 feet? Yeah, you're piling out pretty high here this morning already. Drinking my Mountain Dew, got my Chuck Taylor high top Converse tennis shoes here on, and if I didn't mention it before, I said it was a couple minutes after the hour, but with all this babbling, it's now actually 10:07. Thanks for being here. Open the show with Green Onions, the favorite of mine, Booker T. Jones and the Memphis Group, Steve Cropper, Donald Duck Duck, and Matt Guitar Murphy. Dave, slow down. Take your time. Read things slowly, carefully. Enunciate. Why am I using the voice from the guy from the computer in 2001? Was that Hal? Yeah, that's me. Slow down and speak clearly. Don't just babble. Make sure you have something to say. Oh well, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have gone on the air today, you know, because there's not that much going on. People ask me occasionally when I tell them that I do a podcast, because when I did this the first time about 3-4 years ago, there weren't that many or as many people doing them. Now it seems like everybody does a podcast. And, you know, Dave, what's yours about? What's mine about? Well, what do you talk about? Well, what are we about? We're about 30 minutes long. Oh, Lord, that's just awful. Just stop it right now. It's really not a lot about anything. It's just an opportunity to sit here and talk to you guys for the course of about a half hour. Sometimes if we do an interview, which we'll get back into doing on a more regular basis, but we do have an interview on the phone, we'll talk to them, and the show will end up running more like about an hour or so, because we tend to talk to whoever the guest may be, whether it's a stand-up comedian, a musician, we've had a sports writer, an activist, a photographer. We'll take a good 30 minutes to generally talk to them, but that is what the show is about. It's also about comedy here in Fort Collins, comedy in Colorado, comedy across the North American continent. Generally talk a little bit about music and movies. We'll talk a little bit about politics, but not really so much politics, but just things of the day. And for the life of me, I couldn't find, I got a late start doing my looking and my searching and my prepping and the rest of it, and I didn't find anything interesting. But you know, I'm sure there's plenty that's interesting. It just, I didn't either. It was my tiny mind couldn't be wrapped around it, or you know, my mind wanders. That's what it is. It just. That's a good thought to keep in mind whenever you listen to the show. Whenever there's a problem, just keep in mind, Dave's mind wanders. That could be one of the side effects on the side of the bottle of the medication. Could cause diarrhea, influenza, dizziness, dry mouth, and just, yeah. And then you'll sound like that guy. You'll babble incoherently. That's a side effect right there. It is. I'm reading my bottle right now. I have my Mountain Dew. I'm washing it down. Let's go ahead and take a picture of the in the sports. So before I do that, like I said, we're not going to talk about anything April Fool's Day. Things seem to be squirrely enough in the planet. There's really no joke that you don't see coming, or there's nothing too outrageous to make up. You can't make up anything politically. You can't make up anything entertainment wise, unless you want to go out and prank somebody. You know, we're not on video. We don't Skype, so we couldn't pull that off. So April Fool's Day, pretty much a moot point. Tomorrow, what's going on tomorrow? Tomorrow's my birthday. Tomorrow, wow, I won't even tell you. It's just a big number. You know, don't worry about age. It's just a number. Yeah, but like I said, it's a really big number. But sports in our backyard last night, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Denver Nuggets by a score of 101-95. Tomorrow night, the Sacramento Kings take on the Denver Nuggets. In the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche are going to be taking on the Washington Capitals tonight on the Altitude Sports and Entertainment Network. Both the Avalanche and the Nuggets are available there. And then Sunday, April 3rd, my brother Ken's birthday. We're born one day apart. I'm tomorrow and Ken's Sunday. The Colorado Avalanche will be playing the St. Louis Blues. Appears that it's a mathematic, not just improbability, but almost a downright impossibility for the Avalanche to pull off getting into the playoffs. They started out their season horribly. It looked like they weren't even playing hockey. No one was quite sure what was going on out there at the Pepsi Center, but they got off to a miserable start. They had great flashes. They had nice stretches, but it just didn't look like, unfortunately, it's coalesced into a good enough season for the playoffs. Minnesota, who they're closest to in the hunt for the playoffs, has 87 points. Colorado, the Avalanche, has 82 points, and there's only six games remaining. So seems like that window of opportunity is close to shutting down. So if you're a hockey fan, enjoy the fact that last year it was a nice surprise that they went to the playoffs. This year, be pleased with the fact that after a slow start, they still finished a good, I don't have the record in front of me, a good four or five games over 500. The hope is that the Cronkies, I don't work for them, so I can say it, the idiot Cronkies will invest a little bit more money and a little bit more talent for my favorite guy, Patrick Waugh, to work with, because I you can't get better than Patrick Waugh, not just in sports, but not just in hockey, not just in sports, but generally all around. Just a quality guy. I always get a kick out of seeing him whenever he's doing the post-game conference. He has this look of being – it's the beauty of being Canadian, French-Canadian, just kind of being bored all at the same time. Oh, sure, yeah, there's a hockey game. Okay, fine, sure. I guess we could talk about that if that's all you've got. That might be the worst French-Canadian accent you've ever heard. And that right there tells you there's not going to be any more accents or dialects on the show. I mean, guests can do it. That's fine. Major League Baseball, just a couple days more down in Arizona. They're going to be playing spring training baseball tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then they're going to stay down in actually tonight and tomorrow, Sunday. I guess they've got off. And they're going to stay in Arizona for another couple of days and open their season up down there. So they probably know every restaurant possible in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe area. The Colorado Rockies playing the Diamondbacks down in Arizona. They're going to be playing down there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Take a break next week on the 7th, and then they'll come back, and next weekend they'll play the San Diego Padres on April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Also, because this is a Fort Collins show, it's a Colorado show, but I'm also a Chicago guy at heart. I was not a bandwagon guy, okay? So when I tell you that I'm following the Cubs, it's not just because they had this ridiculous year. It was fun that they had a ridiculous year last year. I've lived out here for years, but it was a lot of fun to keep track of what was going on back home. Chicago, the Cubs are going to be starting out the season with just a short two-game series with the Anaheim Angels on the 4th and the 5th, a day off there on the 6th, and then the Cubs will be playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. They look on paper and on the field really, really good. So if you're thinking about the National East Central, generally a pretty competitive division anyway, because you get the Cubs and what else you got? You got the Cubs, you got the Cardinals, one of the best rivalries in sports. You've got who else is in there? All of a sudden my mind is drawing a blank. Imagine that, as it's prone to do. They're going to be playing, and then also in that division is Pittsburgh, and is Milwaukee in there? Yeah, they used to be AL, and they've been at National League for a while. I think that's it. There's one more, and I've forgotten. Hey, sue me. You can't expect high quality entertainment for free. If you're not willing to spend any money, this is the kind of thing that you're going to get every morning. That boy's feeling extra squirrely this morning, isn't he? Oh, let's see here. It's 10:16, 17 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock here at Mountain Standard Time here with the $12 radio show on a Friday. Let's go ahead and take a quick musical break, give you an advanced peek here on birthdays. Where did he go? I saw this just a second ago. Oh, here we go. Turned 78 today. One of my favorite reggae guys, all the way back to the Harder They Come back. He's been around for quite a while. I think he'll be in the birthday notes, but I believe he turned 78. And this is a remake. It's a cover. The original was done, I think, back in the early 70s, and his cover was done in the 90s. It's I Can See Clearly Now. I'm going to go ahead and take a break here. I Can See Clearly Now from Jimmy Cliff. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this just happens to be your $12 radio show.
Gonna be a bright,
sunshiny day I can see clearly now from Jimmy Cliff on the $12 Radio Show. My name is Dave Bublitz, and I'm here to tell you I can see clearly now today, not just spiritually or metaphorically speaking, but literally out my window. It's a beautiful day here on tap. It's supposed to be a nice day and also a good weekend here in Colorado, northern Colorado in particular, in Fort Collins. Hopefully, wherever you're at, it will end up being a nice weekend as well. And on the other side of that, I can see clearly now. That's a good thing and a bad thing sometimes. You know, I can see clearly now, and you realize, man, I can see clearly now. Things are just screwed. I'm just fucked. That's just you need a little bit of delusion in your life occasionally, unless you know. You're one of those lucky people where things happen to be going perfectly. And if those are the case, if that's the case right there, good for you. And I salute you. But I would imagine most people, probably not perfect. Some people seem like they're doing pretty well, though. And that's good for them. It's 10:22 here. On the $12 show, the phone number again, to remind you to please call the show if you'd like to get a chance to talk to me or any of my guests, of which there aren't any today, but you can talk to me. It's all right. I would like to get to the point where enough people are calling in where, you know, we could do some prizes and things like that, but you know, there's no prizes if there's people listening to the show. I know that. But for the most part, because it's in the middle of the work day, the people that listen to the show tend to listen to it on iTunes later on or archived episodes at Blog Talk Radio. So they're listening to the show after the fact. But it would be cool to have people listen to the show live, maybe call in, give some prizes out. Maybe, I don't know, just a huge audience where we can actually go out and do something. Yeah, we'll have a field trip. Is that okay? Is that what we'll do? All right. I think that's what we'll do then. Okay. That phone number again, before I forget to tell you, it's 646-564-9650. We had a couple of calls earlier in the week, and one of them was a guy from Seattle. Funny guy, but he has the perfect spirit for April Fool's Day, because he immediately decided to put me on. He was asking me all these ridiculous questions, and I got uncomfortable in a big hurry. And it's like, relax, dude. I'm just kidding, which is not good. You would figure that I should be bright enough to see through most of that, being a comedian myself. But gosh, I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. That's all you need to know. You've probably already figured that out by this point. Checking out stuff you're going on. What's all going on here in the area? Let's take a peek here. Of course, you know that you can see comedy probably anywhere in the country, wherever you happen to be at. I don't know about the rest of the planet, but I know here in the North American continent, if you've got your computer, your laptop, your iPhone, and you're listening to the show, you're probably within an hour's range of going out and seeing a show here in Fort Collins. I've mentioned it before. There's open mic nights Monday at Hody's, Tuesday at the Whiskey, which will eventually turn back into a comedy contest, Wednesday, which is a comedy contest all the time at Yum Yum's. Let's try that again here. I think I got that wrong. Monday's Hody's. Tuesday is the Boot is what I meant to say. Tuesday is the Boot with David Rodriguez, which is eventually going to turn back into a contest. Yum Yums, which is a contest every week. It's on Wednesday. Whiskey, the Whiskey, which happens to be on Thursday with Josh Disney and Bondi's Beach Bar over there in Old Town Square on Thursday. Some showcase rooms in the area to go out and catch a show at. You can go to the Pateros the first Friday of each month. Cosmonoms, which is once a month, but I'm not sure what the rotation on that is. I think it's on a set like, you know, third Thursday or whatever, but I'm not sure exactly which one that it is. And then also Elliot's Martini Bar. I know that they do shows, and there's probably all kinds of shows. If you hit chances are pretty good. If you Google Comedy Fort Collins, things are going to pop up. And then if you want to get more specific and you hit 970 Comedy, that's a collection of comics here in town who are also putting together shows. Very entrepreneurial spirit here amongst the comedy community. there always appears to be a show going on. I'm sorry, you didn't hear that just now, but for some reason, when I changed my settings on my computer when it went into the shop, I don't think I changed it, but whenever Facebook goes off and there's a notification, and by the way, you need to be made aware as soon as you're notified. I just heard it go off 4 times in my head. It sounded like something at the airport, like they found my baggage. But sorry, didn't mean to be distracted. You're going, oh, now he's hearing bells, is he? Oh, okay. Anyway, so that's comedy here in Fort Collins, and of course, there's probably comedy Fort Collins. There's probably some stuff in Greeley. I'm working on some stuff in Loveland, so you'll be able to get out there and get a chance to see some good old fashioned comedy fun. Take the ride down to Denver. You can see comedy at the Comedy Works. 6 nights a week, Tuesday through Sunday, downtown at the Comedy Works at Larimer Square. Tonight and tomorrow, you can see the Dan Band. The Comedy Works South out at the Landmark. You can see Caroline Rea, who was very popular back in the day. I think it was like the mid to late 90s, but she's still out there and still very funny, I'd imagine. She'll be there tonight and tomorrow as well. And the Denver Improv presents John Henton. I know for a fact, Caroline Rea had her own TV show, a couple of different TV shows. She had a talk show and a sitcom. And John Henton had, I won't say how long, but it was a while back. He had several, multiple appearances on the Tonight Show, on the old Tonight Show. Wasn't that old, you know. Don't mean to make it sound like he comes in with assisted living or anything like that, for heaven's sakes. Just relax. I'll figure this out, I think. And then here in town, Fort Collins Comedy Club is The Boot, which has helped put together the lineup there with David Rodriguez, Ms. Mallory Wallace, and Kyle Pogue. And you can get a chance to get out here tonight and tomorrow and see nationally touring headliner David Hetty, H-E-T-I, David Hetty. So that should be a pretty good time in comedy. And of course, you know, if you're thinking and you're wondering and you're cogitating and you're considering, you know, be sure to get out and see a movie. Of course, you know all the big movies that are out there. You know that Star Wars is at the $2 theater, and I think it hits Blu-ray here in the next couple of days. But if you're going to see that in the theater one more time for $2. The AMC Theater here in town for $1.99, probably one of the best deals around. But there's still – it's been a pretty big spring thus far. There's Zootopias out there and Batman versus Superman. But some of the theaters that you might lose track of, and I always like to remind people about, the Lyric Cinema Theater here in town, I just thought I'd go ahead and remind you that out there this week is Hail Caesar, the latest film from the Coen brothers. Hello, my name is Doris, possibly the worst name for a movie ever considered, with Sally Field. It looks like a cute movie, but just not what you would say a great title. Hello, my name is Doris. I Saw the Light, the movie about Hank Williams. I always want to say Hank Williams Jr., but you forget how prolific and a career that he had. He was a songwriting, the work ethic. He just produced a lot of great work. And unfortunately, I believe he passed away. I think he was like 26, 27, 28 years old. And there's a new movie out there about his life, I Saw the Light. No Country for Old Men continues the Coen Brothers Film Festival, The Lyric, and The Witch, the very scary independent film, The Witch, is still out there over there at the Lyric Theater. Don't forget The Holiday Twin. We're lucky enough here in Fort Collins and in Colorado to have, especially Fort Collins, to have an independent, family-owned, mom-and-pop drive-in theater. And they're open every day of the week, and they've got double features. They've got two screens and double features on each screen. On screen two, they've got Zootopia and Star Wars, as I mentioned before. Two films for one price right there, two films that are in first run release. And in screen two, Batman versus Superman, and London Has Fallen. So both a couple of action-packed movies. Drive-in movie theaters seem to appeal more towards the families lately. Load up the kids and the car with snacks and you know, make it a picnic. You can take your dog. I remember when I was still driving and I still had a dog, just how much fun the dog had because, the place smells like food. It's out in a field. You can take the dog for a walk around there. She was in heaven. And then plus every Friday and Saturday they barbecue burgers out there at the Holiday Twin Theater. So I need to find someone who drives. That's a very difficult thing to bring up. Because if you ask a woman, do you want to go to the drive-in theater, they immediately think it's a date. And if you ask a guy, they might immediately think it's a date. So that's either one of these sides is fraught with peril. But somebody, that's the thing. Most of the people that I know in my limited social circle know well enough to ask to hang out with. Not that many people drive. What does that say about me? It says I need to get friends that are better plugged in. Not better friends. I'm not that petty. I just want friends with more stuff. Yeah, I'm only that petty. That's actually how petty I am right now. It's seven. Excuse me. It's 10:32 here. Gonna take a second break here real quick before we go on. And I keep saying I'm gonna just grab the first song that I see and not do a lot of looking and wondering. And I'm gonna play. I'm actually the only reason that I'm looking and wondering on these is I'm looking for something that's a good, fun song that's not really that long. So let's go back. We started out the show with Green Onions, Booker T, and EMGs. We went on to Jimmy Cliff for his birthday, his 78th birthday. But let's just go back and play a little bit more Booker T and EMGs. 2 minutes and 23 seconds. This is Hip Hugger on the Friday edition, episode 117. It's a Friday, and this just happens to be your $12 radio show. Hip Hugger from Booker T and the MGs. David Boob was with you here on the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for being here. It's 10:35 on a Friday, episode number 117 here in 2016. It's April Fool's Day. If you know somebody well enough that you can pull off an April Fool's joke and you can really get them. See, I'm not any good at it. I don't have the stick-to-itive tightness to it to be able to pull it off. And I also, I like putting people on real briefly, but not, I don't have that kind of commitment to go flat out April Fool's joke. But if you can do it, you'll do it. I remember hearing my mom tell me when I was little, I mentioned before my birthday's on April 2nd. Actually, it's a cry for help. I just keep mentioning my birthday because I want stuff. So, you know, just bring me stuff. No, but my birthday is April 2nd, 19. won't tell you the year. But it was early in the morning of April 2nd, and they were expecting at one point, they were pretty certain that I was going to be an April Fool's Day birthday. And my mother used to always tell me that as some kind of a joke. Really, really kind of disturbing. I held on so you wouldn't be born until the 2nd. Yeah, okay. Sure you did. I think I was really little, and I heard it once. But all I know is that, all in all, if you had a chance to pick between having your birthday one day or the other, you don't really want your birthday on a holiday in general, especially not that. 4th of July might be okay, but you don't want to be born on Christmas because then you get combination gifts. People get you one gift. I had a friend years ago. He had his birthday and his anniversary on Christmas Day. So his spouse was not a lot of fun. For these three separate holidays, she would get him one gift. Try pulling that off of the woman. Try pull off getting a consolidation gift for a woman and see how that goes. Not that I'm generalizing under any circumstances right here. You can hear me sorting through here, so you know something must be coming up. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a peek here at news on this day way back when, 1826, Samuel Morey patented the internal combustion engine that we know today, 1929, Louis Marx introduced the yo-yo. 1938, the Baseball Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, New York. 1946, Weight Watchers was founded. Really? It's that long ago that happened? It's 70 years of Weight Watchers. Huh. Okay. All right. 1963, the soap operas General Hospital and the Doctors premiered on TV. There are, now that I've got my day free, I realize a few things about TV. There are no soap operas to speak of. Now, soap operas aren't great entertainment. They never were. But it, you know, from a show business perspective, it gave young talent an opportunity to write, direct, and do a lot of work, an hour's worth of television every single day, 5 days a week, 250 days a year. And now it's Judge Judy, and it's The Hot Bench, and Judge Mathis, and Judge – it's just frightening me that I know this, and Dr. Oz, and no wonder that Ellen DeGeneres is as popular as she is. I mean, she's a beautiful, wonderful person, and I'm glad her show is doing as well as it has been. But it definitely, in today's environment, it does have a way of standing out. Oh, I don't know what I was going to say. I don't even know if General Hospital, I don't think that's still on the air. I think it's just All My Children and The Bold and the Beautiful are the only ones that are left. Again, sad that Dave knows that. Sad that Dave speaks of himself in the third person. 1992, players began the first strike of the history of the National Hockey League, and in 1997, David Carradine received his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Music on this date, 1735, Handel's Organ Concerto in F Major No. 4 was performed for the first time. Fast forward to 1956, Elvis Presley filmed his first screen test. 1964, John Lennon was reunited with his father after 17 years. Now, when I read that the first time, I thought, oh my God, I was thinking like old-term refugee somewhere, you know, they've been separated by, you know, one side of the planet to the other. But then I realized the Beatles hit big pretty early on. So they were worth a small pile of money, a large pile of money pretty early on. So they must have really been pissed off at each other. Today's fun fact, John Lennon, not big on his father. 1970, the Woodstock movie premiered in Hollywood, and in 1985, David Lee Roth left Van Halen to pursue a solo career. That was really probably one of the all-time screw-up moves of all time. It was lucky that, because at the time Van Halen was, it was a cash cow, and they just switched lead singers, and they put Sammy Hagar in there, and they continued to go on and be successful and popular for many years to come. But his career, David Lee Roth, didn't really, he had a couple of minor hits, nothing huge, but then his career didn't get jump-started again until he rejoined the lineup as the current frontman for Van Halen. He took a 25-year break. The band has still been out working, but he went ahead and, after being gone for a while, took a 25-year break. Okay, all right, let's see here. Birthdays today. Actually, born on this day today in 1883, Lon Chaney was born. Today's birthdays. Sorry, I thought there was somebody on the phone line. It was wishful thinking on my part, but it was just a little glare off the screen. Birthdays today. Major League pitcher Phil Niekro is 77 years old. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is 66. Academy Award nominated actress Debbie Reynolds is 84. Actress Ally McGraw is 77. Rudolph Isley of the Isley Brothers. I can't believe that those guys are still alive and kicking, and they're still out there. Mr. Isley, his own self, is 77 years old. Ronnie Lane of the Small Faces is 70. Jimmy Cliff, who I mentioned before, I was wrong about the birthday. I said 78. He's 68 years old. Gil Scott here, not Jill. His name's not Jill. It's Dave. He has a man's name. Okay, all right. Gil Scott Heron turned 68 years old today. Academy Award nominated actress Annette O'Toole turns 63. Jeff Porcaro from the band Toto turns 62 years old. Libby, what is her name here? I really got to get better handwriting. Libby Riddle. Today turned 60 years old. She was the first woman to win the Iditarod dog sled race. She didn't really do anything. You know, the dogs did the running. I don't think they had Libby chained to the sled. That would be fun, though. Seeing a bunch of dogs out there and then having the people drag them around. That I'd pay to see, but that's just me, and I have too much spare time on my hands. Rapper Method Man is 45 years old. Political pundit, political commentator, political political commentator. There's really not another word for it after that. Rachel Maddow turns 43, and actor Josh Zuckerman turns 31. I don't even know why I put Josh Zuckerman in there. I don't know who that person is. I don't know what he's been in. I'm not aware of any of his work, and yet I wrote it down because it seemed like, you know, Dave, you probably should know. So if you know who Josh Zuckerman is, email me at DaveBublitzComedy@gmail.com and say, hey, Pinhead, you know, he happened to be in. Oh, okay. Hey, Pinhead, go ahead and find and friend me on Facebook. Hey, at least it's better that I'm referring to myself as, hey, Pinhead, instead of referring to myself in a third person. Take my stack of three pages of notes. Go ahead, give that a click. Set that over here. And that, boys and girls, tells us we reached the conclusion of another installment, not an episode, actually, another installment of the 12-Hour Radio Show. It's episode 117 here on a Friday. Thanks for tuning in, and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going to try and do that today. I think I'm going to go out and have myself some birthday dinner tonight with a friend, a pre-birthday celebration, birthday breakfast with my family, my brothers and sisters, my siblings. I don't know why I agreed to this, because it'd be nice to see them, I suppose, but I only sound hesitant because it's birthday breakfast at 7 a.m. and we're meeting at a place that's about a half hour from my house. So that means, oh my God, I'm talking myself through this and I'm talking myself out of this. So dinner tonight, get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow for breakfast. Not quite sure what I'm doing the rest of the day tomorrow, but it looks like I may very well be doing a set of stand-up comedy. You know, the comedy thing that I do from time to time over there at the Boot in South Downtown Fort Collins, just across from the campus of CSU. But again, though, I thank you for being here today on episode 117. We'll have all the details and bring you up to date here when we get back here on Monday with episode 118. Thanks again for being here. Where did it go? I had the little note here that I thought was pretty cute, and I've already lost that note. But it was a closing thought that I had, and I shared this a couple of days ago. And it seemed to be a nice theme to go ahead and wrap this up on. Do all the good that you can, by all the means that you can, in all the ways that you can, in all the places that you can, at all the times that you can, to all the people you can, for as long as you ever, for as long as ever as you can, from John Wesley. And another quote, not credited to anybody, I think it's the, some writer had mentioned this on Facebook, her mother had said this, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. So, nice, short, succinct way of saying that if you're still with us, then it's time to get out there and get with it. Get busy. That's about it. I will tell you to please be good to everybody around you. There's no reason not to be. It's always takes so much more effort to be a dick than it does to be it takes more effort to be a dick than it does to be just a regular, decent person. So be good to the people around you. There's no reason not to be. Be good to yourself. There's absolutely no reason not to be. I'm looking for the closing song to the Dave Bublitz comedy radio program known as the $12 Radio Show. I believe I found it. So we had Booker T and the MGs. Then we had Jimmy Cliff. Then we did Booker T again. Let's go ahead and stick with a Stax review sort of sound here today for the theme of the show. A little reggae in there thrown in there, but wrap things up. This is Hold On, I'm Coming from Sam and Dave on episode 117 of this. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend on this, your $12 Radio Show.